If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. Fuck You Dad, coincidentally, was the war chant of the Patriots who stormed the Capitol this last week.
Goddamn right. Our fan base took over the country.
I hope not. I don't think they're listening to our podcast whatsoever. But it was. It's kind of a hard time to be a comedian because I don't think there's any joke anyone can say that's funnier than the fact that some people became revolutionaries and stormed a building for the former host of The Celebrity Apprentice. Like, that the guy that went, "You're fired," is now a revolutionary figure in the United States. And they didn't do it because they wanted health care. They didn't do it for the $2,000 checks. They didn't do it to stop the eviction. They did it because they wanted their boy, Donald J. Trump, to have another 4 years of, like, calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. Like, that's what they wanted to do. They literally did that because they liked the man's vibe. And it's
that's
just
how strong vibes are, I guess. Vibes are stronger than $2,000.
Apparently, because it just had nothing to do with anything.
Everyone was willing to take that sitting down. $600, we took that sitting down, but Donald Trump saying, did you watch his speech?
The thing where he's like, "We'll never give up, we'll never surrender." It kind of reminded me of similar conversations I've had with my family about me and comedy. I'm clearly fucked and I'm doubling down aggressively.
Yeah. When they're like, "Please go back to school," and you're like, "Listen, the votes were there. The laughs were there. They were there. They were there
the
in Georgia.
The subscribers were there for the pot.
They were there in the dive bar in Georgia. They were there in the dive bar in Ohio. I'm telling you, the laughs are there."
Yeah, that's definitely how I felt too. But that was absolutely insane. Well, I thought the saddest part of the whole thing was, and he was like, "You guys need to calm down, but you're special, and I love you." And I was like, that's all this sick country is. It's just a bunch of lonely, sad fucking people. They sent a megabus from Ohio for 10 hours to storm a building and have their god king come out and go, "I love you." And you're like, God.
I mean, because I wonder what he saw. Because before that, he's all like, "You can't stop fighting. You got to stand up. You got to fight for the country's
right." He saw that
guy
in the warlock costume running, and he's like, This has got to stop.
"You guys got to calm down." He saw the bison head guy like, "Okay, I love you, you got
to
calm
down." No, he wanted to throw a tantrum because he was mad that he didn't win. But then I think when he saw it happening, he was like, "Okay, this needs to stop." He's like, I do want to just go back to being like a rich dude. This needs to stop.
Man, and if you were going to tell me that the Capitol is going to get raided, I never would have thought that really our reaction was just, I mean, I understand the reaction to try to make jokes because we're comedians, what we try to do. I didn't know that everybody the sun was like, "Oh, I'll make a joke about it."
No, it was just Twitter was amazing.
Yeah.
For like 2 hours, Twitter was the funniest thing that's ever happened. That's the only response.
I don't have cable, so I didn't watch news the whole time. I was checking a possible coup. I was just checking through different memes. That was my news. That's how I understood
That's how you get the news?
Yeah.
That's how you figure out whether or not we got the 2000 or not. It's just, it's a fucking Pepe the Frog meme that comes in your stream.
That's why part of me, I was like, why are we taking this so seriously? Because I literally thought the coup was just that old lady that people keep memeing.
Right. No.
And the bison head guy. I was like, this is like two people.
Yeah, that's just it's a whole storm the building.
And there's going to be kids in 10 years from now, and they're going to ask their mom and dad where they met, and they're going to be like, "We met at the coup.
We were shitting together on Nancy Pelosi's desk, and your mother was smearing it all over. And I looked in her eyes and knew I need to marry that woman." As we walked out, punched a police officer in the face. Pulled a muscle from how many selfies we were taking with them.
I did see that. The cop taking a selfie.
The cop's taking selfies. That is the most non-shocking thing I've ever seen in my life.
You're like, bro, there's a fucking coup going
they're
on.
Yeah, they're breaking it. You have one job. It's to guard this building. And everyone's like, "Hey, if only I get off at 5, I'll join you guys then."
That's how powerful social media is, dude, because the cop didn't even care about the coup. He was like, oh, I'll go for the likes.
Yeah.
I'll get some likes.
It's a good, yeah. This will grow the fan base. For sure.
And I know people were there. I wish that, I'm sure there's footage I could watch. I don't want to look too much into it because I think I'll get more angry than
it's just
funny.
Absolutely. It's just, there's, dude, if this was a movie, it would be the funniest movie you've seen in your entire life, where it's like the people storming the cat for Donald Trump, for like this moron on TV that used to go, "You're fired," sitting out there going, "We'll never surrender." And everyone's like, "Yeah." Like, it's basically Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Is what it was. Because these are nerds who want to LARP, who thought they were going to break in and then find a bunch of kids and like save the universe. Donald Trump was going to come out shirtless on a horse.
And I bet all these people that stormed the Capitol think 9/11 was an inside job, and that they still didn't do shit. They were like, nah.
Right.
And then Donald Trump goes, "I think you guys should chill," wink, wink. Yeah. And they're like, "Let's fucking go."
Yeah. For sure.
Because I don't like all the shit that, because conspiracy theories used to be like the thing that I would love and I'd watch.
But you like the tamer, like the, there's aliens about. Like, yeah, you watch the
true.
Netflix. You don't watch
that's
the
true.
Stuff where you're just like, I need to put it, you don't watch documentaries where afterwards you plant like a bomb at the Capitol building.
No, I like conspiracies where people are like, "Listen, we're going to make a whole documentary series about why this specific DA in Wisconsin is a piece of shit."
Right.
That is what I love.
Yeah.
Just total decimation of somebody's whole life for being an asshole in a position of power.
That's good. That's a great time.
I appreciate that. But yeah, no, you're right. I don't go on the YouTube wormholes where, you know, it's like,
thank God, because I don't think it would take much to change you. Thank God you did not click on a QAnon link, because you'd be sitting here right now talking to me about Pizzagate. Like, thank God. Thank God you have not just stumbled onto a YouTube. Otherwise, it would have been you first and foremost handing out "fuck you, dad" merch in the midst of a burning Capitol.
God damn, dude. A fucking coup in America.
It's our main export. It's about time that they try it in the United States. Try the number one product.
I don't like it.
No, I wasn't a fan.
Could you imagine, though, like, instead of a bunch of, like, weirdos from Ohio trailer parks, like, if a coup was being run on our country and it was done by the CIA, like, that shit would have been 86'd. Like, if, like, in other countries when we do it, it's done by, like,
oh, no, it's, like, professionally done.
Exactly.
No, this was a very,
it was,
like,
an open micer coup.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. What, we didn't send the best guys. It was a bunch of just fat dudes from Ohio putting face paint on and cracking.
And I want to know what they thought was going to happen.
It's
like,
Comic-Con.
Like, it's Comic-Con.
He's a celebrity that they like, and they just went and they just got to break it. Like, they put up, you saw there was like red ropes or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It was like a fan experience. You run around. You get to sit, shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Everyone put on Trump. Stupid costumes.
Yeah, you do that. Like, it's like it's Comic-Con. They don't want anything. They don't want any actual policies to be passed. They like their guy.
That's
and they get
all
to go
was.
Celebrate the guy in the Capitol.
Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, what do you guys, what did they do when they actually got in? And then they're like, well, we don't have the country. Like, what did they, like, what did they think was going to happen?
No.
Everyone was just going to be like, oh, you guys win.
Yeah.
Like, you won the game of Red Rover, so you get America.
Yeah, no. There wasn't like a boss in there you would defeat. Win the election.
Abraham Lincoln came with like a health bar above him.
Yeah, you just gotta beat him to death with a 2x4.
And then you get the country.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's also just such a way. Like, there's so many legitimate reasons to storm a Capitol.
Oh, God.
We're just sitting around. We're getting fucked over this whole year.
Listen, storm the Capitol.
Storm the Capitol just so that you could have 4 more years of like a hilarious Twitter account just is not worth.
And bad comedy.
Yeah.
You want 4 more years of SNL being horseshit.
I think it will remain horseshit,
well,
no matter who's in charge.
I have optimism for the country, Kenyon.
For SNL?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little tired of the Alec Baldwin Trump impression. That's absolute dog
86.
Shit.
I think SNL should just 86. Let's stop doing political shit just for 1 year and see if we can just do a good sketch. Because people
I don't know about that. SNL has been hot dog shit for a long time. SNL has been, it's like at this point exclusively for like 55-year-old like white suburbanites.
Yeah, that's the only people who watch it.
It's the only people that watch it, and that's why they just make the lamest shit.
My girlfriend's dad is a huge Trump supporter.
Oh, really?
But they also watch SNL.
That's interesting.
Very. And I'm like, you must just watch it to...
And to, what, get mad?
Yeah.
To get mad and, like, fire your guns
at
the TV.
And he goes, yeah, I don't really like it, but, you know, keep the wife happy. And I'm like, this is... I don't know what... It's Trump supporters when they're, like, that level of... Because he's, like, a dad and he's done things. Yeah. And he's a smart guy. It's just bewildering when you're like, why do you vote for the...
No, they just, I don't know, something about him hits.
I think it's just red team, because he's been red team his whole life.
Yeah, that's what a lot of politics is.
So it's
people.
Like,
it's just,
yeah.
It's just partisan nonsense, where there's like red team, blue team, that's it. And then, I like him. Yeah.
It's hard to break.
How was Christmas with them?
You know, I enjoyed it, because I wasn't with my family, which made me sad for about 5 seconds. And then I remembered what our Christmas is, which is like, it's fun and whatever. But there are things, you realize what you don't like when you're not there, actually.
Okay.
Because like, I was like, yeah, our Christmases are great, but they're not this, this, and that. Like my sister always cries when we open presents.
What are you giving her? $50,000?
No,
Is she crying because of like the generosity? Like, what are you changing her
sometimes
life?
Sometimes she cries because
you
a gift
your
is too
sister
good.
Like an iPod Nano and she just starts bawling?
That's never happened. She's never cried because of like a gift I've given her. But she likes to cry because of my dad's reaction to her gift.
Is your dad's reaction so bad that she cries?
Yes.
So
yeah, no, he's not a good... He's
this is a negative cry.
Oh, it's not a fun cry.
Oh, I thought
it's
was
not
like,
a Christmas
I
yay
thought,
cry.
I thought she was so grateful that she cried. Oh, you're Kenyan. Saying that she buys your dad some, like, bullshit trinket, and he's like, thanks, I guess. And then she just starts bawling?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Well, she... Because she... The key about gift giving is you can't think too hard.
No.
Because it's like the simplest thing will make people happy. You don't have to go crazy. Go. But my sister is like on overdrive with the gift giving.
I do that sometimes. I get a little niche.
Yeah, and you're like, I know you like this and this, so I bought you this combo item. And I remember one year she bought him a box set of old cartoons that he used to like, which on paper is like a great idea. But then you take
grown man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the family like he's not was he about to sit around and watch cartoons he watched when he was 10?
And put a DVD in?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who the fuck even does that?
Yeah, I can't find my DVD player. What are you talking about?
So my dad sees it and he goes like, oh, Wacky Races, right? Okay. And my sister
Which is
goes
also the most appropriate reaction. Like that's almost too much enthusiasm for that gift.
He does, like, he's polite for a little
that's
bit.
That's what a gift is. That's what, when you're like, oh, cool, thanks. Like, you know, when someone gets you, like, a shirt that clearly doesn't fit you, looks like shit, you're like, awesome, thank you so much, I appreciate it. Like, that's what you do.
My approach with giving my dad gifts, because he's a successful scientist, if he wants something, he buys it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He does what he wants. And so I was like, my approach on gifts is I get gag gifts that
they're funny.
That are just kind of like, fuck you, I spent $20 and this is a piece of shit. Isn't that funny that I gave you for Christmas? And like last year, I gave him a frog gnome that said bug off. And I think he threw it into the forest behind the yards. We get pretty drunk. It's a pretty drunk Christmas. Yeah. But yeah, my sister always cries because she gets him like the box set of Wacky Races.
It's your dad who should be crying.
Right?
You're helping your daughter out and she gets you a cartoon box set.
And they get her, oh God. Fucking jewelry and expensive shit, and sometimes she cries at that too. It's just a lot of crying.
It's a little
going
much.
On, and we drink too. We drink all day because
as you showed on Christmas. Should
that's
be
what you do
to not do that.
Exactly, so you have the
Jesus,
day off.
Jesus Christ's birthday. What are you gonna sit around soberly?
His blood is wine.
Yeah.
So let's get chugging, buddy.
Yeah.
It's a fucking. That's what my girlfriend's family. They asked me. They're like, what's like some traditions that you want to do? And that was the only one I could think of. I was like, drink all day. That's
quite,
the one.
Quite literally, that's what most family traditions boil down to. I was like, well, there's just going to be a lot of drink.
Yeah, I know you guys are a Latino family, so there's got to be a lot of drinking.
Yeah, weird tone in that. But, But yeah, no. Like when
you
I
guys party. That's
yeah,
what
we
I'm saw,
yeah, yeah. We didn't meet up with my family in Atlanta, but it was like my mom, me, and my brother, and we were like mixing Fireball in our chop, just getting hammered.
Yes, yeah.
I brought a $200 dinner from Red Lobster
on Christmas.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
fuck it. I'm balling. I got healthcare now, dude. Who cares? Why not?
Just drinking melted butter.
Just yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I just got drunk and ate like a king.
Wait, only for you? You spent
literally, that'd be hilarious. Just me alone eating a bib. I mean, you should have tried harder to my brother. But no, it was like me, my brother, my mom, and like we didn't really prepare enough to like make the usual food and shit. So I was like, let's just buy this. I got a bunch of that. Got a bunch of liquor. We just drank.
Man.
We stayed up all night. It was awesome. So we did that. That was fun. Now we celebrated with my dad.
Yes.
Who lives with his two adult roommates, which at 50 is a little rough.
It sounds court ordered. At 50, if you're like, I have two roommates, you go,
two
the
of them,
state
two
told
of them
you
work
to
for the state, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he lives with these two roommates. I go over there, and my grandma's like, just let me know when you're going, and I'll order you guys some food. Because, of course, he's not going to.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows. Yeah. So we go over there. The spread was some paper plates and one, like, $2 16-ounce Pepsi can. Not a soda for everybody. We're all going to share, like, a $2
like
Pepsi.
A tall boy Pepsi?
Like a tall boy Pepsi that, like, three of us are going to share.
I see your dad, like, at the gas station, like, reaching for the regular Pepsi and being like, it's Christmas.
Yeah. So, I walk in, and he lives with this, like, bizarre... Like, it's like it's a literal madhouse. It's like an asylum. So he did live with like a guy, like a social worker.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, oh man, he lives with a social worker. That'd be great. That'll help him. This man's drunk literally 24/7. This man was a social worker, lost his job due to alcoholism, currently in the throes of it. And he's hammered 24/7. Like, we were down there. I was down there at like 7 p.m. Like, not that day, but some other day, just visiting. He comes out and he's just like, hey, how you doing? And he sits down. My dad's just like, I don't know, talking to him. He's like, hey, did you see the cleaning list I put out? He's like, you take that cleaning list and shove it up your ass. Just like clearly hammered, dude. And so we're just awkwardly.
And hold on. This is the social worker?
This is the social. This is the man who he spent his life, he got a degree to help other people.
Uh-huh.
I think along the way, he saw a little too much. Now he hits the booze. He sits in
his
sweatpants.
Your dad wasn't the tipping point? Like, he didn't move in with your dad being
he's like,
like,
I can't solve this.
Yeah.
Just started drinking all day. He gave up. He's like, what is life?
Your dad sat him down, showed him loose change 9/11, and the guy's like, I gotta start drinking again.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
No, literally. It was so fucking ironic, because at one point, we're just like, he like makes my dad seem sane. Where he's just like, yeah, I think people are after me, but this guy gets drunk all day. I'm not hitting the booze like that. And so we just ate fucking Chinese food with my dad and this drunk on Christmas Day and like watched Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it was
is the most Jewish Christmas.
The most Jewish, not Jewish whatsoever, but it was the most Jewish thing I've ever did. I might as well have like engaged in a circumcision.
Is Hanukkah.
Yeah.
If you eat Chinese food on Christmas and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's Hanukkah.
It was the most Jewish shit. And it was really funny because this drunken guy, he was just being like, he was just saying these like really dark tales. Like, he was just like, yeah, I remember one time I was assigned this case and I knew this guy was raping retarded women, but I couldn't prove it. And I sat in a park with a shotgun drinking tequila because I was going to kill him. But then he chickened out at the last second. He brought this up like an hour, just out of context,
dude,
nowhere.
And I'm such a weenie. Like, I do really love Christmas. Like, if I start hearing that, I go, it's Christmas. It's Christmas.
I just try to jokingly just be like, well, you know, seems...
Well, a stakeout's a stakeout,
yeah.
You know?
I just try to be like, ah, well, sounds like you're a functional man. But, so, he said that story to us, and then later, we were watching, like, Nathan For You, and they're pulling pranks up his nose. She's like, you guys are fucked up. I was like, you just talked about how you almost murdered a man at a park with a shotgun at 12, drunk at noon, unprompted. Just brought that up. Just watching a comedy show, and you think we're insane.
First, for enjoying Nathan For You,
yeah.
Because he was pulling pranks on small business owners.
Like, fucked up. I don't even know if he was talking about the show or he just had like a PTSD flashback. It was just recanting that
or
out
he
loud.
Just for a second realized how hammered he was around strangers.
He's like, this is
on
fucked
Christmas
up. This is fucked up, Chris, you gotta get it together. And so the funnier thing happened days later. It's my birthday on the 30th, and days later we got the $600 stimulus check, right? Like, my dad's broke as shit. I think he delivers a Postmates sandwich every other week. And my grandma gives him money. I don't think he has a real... I don't exactly know what his thing is,
yeah.
But broke his
shit. It's, so it's not probably a good question to ask.
Right. So so he gets the $600.
Yeah.
What do you think a mentally ill, extremely impoverished man would do with the $600? What do you think he would do?
I personally think he would buy... I think... Maybe that's too rational, because I'm thinking his paranoia would, like, make him buy, like, canned food, maybe a small gun, like, you know, like, equipment for the end sort of thing.
Right.
I would think, but maybe that's too sensible.
Right. He rented a magician off Gig Salad.
That's what that's him stimulating the economy?
Yeah, days after my birthday's over, like 4 days after my birthday, brought a magician, which cost $250 to $700, to come over to his house. He normally plays like Busch Gardens. He has a monkey. He has snakes. And entertained three people.
He was a private guest.
He got him.
Oh, my God.
Bro, it was quite honestly the funniest thing I've ever been a part of.
Did you come up to him afterwards and were like, I'm a performer, this is crazy nightmare?
Dude, I he just left too quickly for me to really
Of course
talk.
He did. Of but course was, the
so
fuck
this,
he did.
Let's do a play-by-play of how weird this
please.
Is. So me and my brother show up, my dad is like tucked his like flannel into his sweatpants, and he was just like, a girl might come over later. Never showed up, thank God. He said that though. And then, it's us three on a couch, awkwardly, some weird man God. Wearing rainbow crops with like a shitload of boxes behind him for magic. And he's sitting there and
did
he's
he
like
bring him in one by one?
Yeah, he brought like a fuck ton of magic boxes. He was just like, he's like, and well, the show will begin pretty soon. He's like, let me just get my roommate. Wakes up Chris, who is currently passed out from being drunk in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Chris wanders down. So this is a man. He's like, I normally play Busch Gardens. I play like these big venues. I get thousands of dollars. He's like, I'm an illusion. Like, I've met David Blaine. I've performed in Vegas. Right? He's like a legitimate magician. He's like a big deal.
Is he saying that to himself as he's
but he was telling us. He's like, no, this is what I normally do because of COVID or whatever. And then Chris comes down the stairs. So this guy's like ready to start. Got all his boxes. Us awkwardly sitting in the couch. Chris comes downstairs. He's like, give me a second. I need a couple drags off the cigarette.
This guy's like, oh my God. The magician is going to kill himself in your apartment, dude.
So this guy had to wait because this drunk asshole had to take a couple of drags off the cigarette.
Holy shit, dude. I don't think we should get $2,000. Yeah. But this is changing my whole opinion about that.
And then they do the show. Like, he brings this out. He does, like, crazy shit. Like, you pick a card, and he pulls out, like, an envelope, but he has, like, the card, folded up.
He's doing
like,
good magic.
Doing good magic. The whole time, his roommate, Chris, is like...
Professional magic.
He's like, dude, this is fucked up. That's fucked up. You're fucking crazy.
And then
one of his roommates comes down. He has this random...
Oh, yeah, the second guy.
There's another guy. This is the guy I feel the saddest for. There's a random man, car salesman from Nigeria, who's just trying to make a living.
No.
He's just trying to save money, and he lives with straight loons.
Dude, this is the, like, 2021 Three Stooges. Like, your dad... And an alcoholic ex-social worker that was supposed to be helping him. And a Nigerian...
Car salesman. And he comes down and he's like, hey, what the fuck? That's what he said. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, of course.
In the middle of the magic thing. And he's like, man, he was like mad about COVID. He's like, you can't have all these people in here. We're trying to be careful. And then
he's like a sensible person.
Yeah, and then my dad was like, I have a right. Tenants have a right. I can have up to 10 guests. We have a constitution. And they start getting into a fight.
No. Oh my God, Kenny, you're going to make me pee.
For this magician. Oh. And he just sits there, and the magician's like, I get COVID tested every week. I'm very safe. Everything's fine. And then he, like, goes with the guy's, like, calling the landlord. Dad's like, continue, it's fine. And then,
oh my God. Is the magician like, I can make the awkward feeling in the room disappear?
this man's a pro. He just powered through. I would say didn't break once. Just powered through.
Dude, I can't. Oh my God. He's telling this story on his podcast right now.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Oh my God. So we get to the, he does like a couple of pretty cool, crazy tricks. And we get to the end, and the end thing was pretty crazy. He was just like, and I got a surprise for you. And I just hear like this weird sound. Man had a capuchin monkey the entire time that he brought from his car. And what do you think?
In one of these boxes?
No, he had it like in it. There's a heater in his car, and there was a monkey in the car, and he like went out and like got the monkey and like
this
shocked
is,
up.
Your dad burned a whole ass stimulus check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so the man, he's got this fucking
your dad's capri- like, you think the tall boy Pepsi's good? Wait till your birthday, sonny.
And so Chris, his roommate's reaction to seeing the monkey is like, oh no, a capuchin monkey beat the shit out of me in Costa Rica. I know those little bastards. You get that fucking thing away from me. To what is this like wonderful trip? There's like this cute monkey we're feeding to, and this guy the whole time he's like, those little bastards. They mauled my eyes.
They were raping girls. I was gonna kill them. Motherfucker! Holy shit, dude! This is Curb Your Enthusiasm, bro.
Yeah, it was so insane. And then we like just helped him move the boxes into the car, and he like entertained.
Okay, so you helped the magician pack up?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I helped. It was the least we could do. And then,
so okay, hold on. Okay, so he does a finale, right?
Yeah,
and that's the monkey.
The monkey's finale.
Okay, so. Of course, you got to close on the monkey.
Yeah, yeah. Got to close. You're not, you can't top monkey.
After he closes, the show's over. That's then, and then he's just like, all right, guys, I'm going to pack up. And then you're like, well, let me, or is he like, can you guys help me?
He was just grabbing heavy boxes, and we were just like, we got to help him out a little bit. We got to pay him back. And we just, but he entertains like a lot of kids. So he talks to everyone like they're 5 years old. He's like, okay, lift the box, put it in the back. No, it's fine. Back away from the car. Like he just was like,
no,
was, like,
that dude chilling. Was legit nervous.
No, that guy was like, he just, dude, it was just so, this guy's probably played like Las Vegas before. And he's just in front of like just two loons, two fucking kids. Just
it's, the man's taking his life in his own hands.
Could have been murder.
And oh my God, man, that's a fucking Christmas.
Yeah, that was happy holidays, happy New Year. 2021's gonna be it, buddy. That's how we rein it in.
$600, and the first thing he thinks is
rents a magician, like a top of the line magician.
He was how also does he like, even know how to, I don't know how to do that.
He went to gigs. There's a website called Gig Salad. Some comedians are on there, and he just probably he's like, we could have gone to piano player too. So this man, I don't even know. He was just this dark, just gonna hire these people to come in and entertain him. It was hilarious.